Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to this afternoon's convocation for the Faculty of Arts, Part B. We had Part A this morning. It all worked just fine, and the rain stayed away. So far. Please give a nice hand for Brian Sand and his quintet, who've been playing for you. My name is David Harp. I'm the chef du protocole, or the chief militia officer, or otherwise the chief marshal. And as such, I would ask that you please not stand in the two aisles that are behind the students, because it blocks the view of a number of people, so that would be very helpful. Thank you very much. We have a good show for you today. It should be over in maybe 2 hours and 2 minutes, and I was off a little this morning. It actually finished about 6 minutes early, and so that was good also. One other comment to make, and that is to please not have that happen. There's nobody calling. It's not an expensive phone, but it does give that call when I ask it to. So it gets me out of a number of situations if I have to take a call and run away. Just out of interest's sake, I know this is a lot of psychology majors here, other sociology, etc. How many of you actually took a World of Chemistry course? Let's have all those hands. Let's just be sure. All of the hands. Okay. I have a face recognition device in this, and that means that those who raise their hands will not have to take a quiz before you get your diploma here today. In about, literally about 3 or 4 minutes, the platform party will be coming down the main thoroughfare, and they'll be coming in. The last three people in the platform party, of course, the platform party is composed of a number of academics that you will know, I hope, and some of you will recognize some of them at least. And the last three in will be the chancellor, the chair of the board, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. This is technically the chancellor's show. That's why we have the throne up here on the top. And he will commence the ceremony, and he will end and give you the full recognition of the university for your degree. With respect to the degree and with respect to the robes that you're wearing, there are a whole variety of colors that are associated with your robe and with your border board, etc. And I thought I'd outline just a couple of these out of interest. You will get a complete rendition of what you do with your hat if you have a degree already, or if you don't, that will happen when Provost Massey will describe that as he starts the ceremony after about 35 minutes with various speeches and an honorary degree. But the colors vary of the robe vary as per the university. The doctoral degree at McGill is a red with green in the front. This particular robe is from Acadia University. The three chevrons on this are associated with a doctoral degree. The hood is really what denotes what your specific field is, and the colors are associated with that field. My own is science, and so there's a yellow field for that, and I'll just show you how that back of it looks. It's not that dramatic, but you were supposed to say, woo, that's good. This is good. You are very tuned in. The pale blue, in this case, in the hood, is for the University of North Carolina. I hope some of you are basketball fans and know what that means this last April when they won the national championship. Go Tar Heels? No. Yeah, okay. At least a few. All right, very good. This looks a little like Leacock 132, except that I'm a little higher up in the on the podium here. This particular ceremony, and all of them really, have been broadcast around the world. And they are available if you wish to take a look at McGill/convocations. You can track these down. And in fact, up until probably midnight tonight, you can view your own crossing of the stage because it's kept there for, until about midnight. And then all of them are assembled in a few days, and you can access them if you have friends who graduated earlier or at any other time. Winston Purdy, the gentleman on the far left, will lead us in the alma mater at the very start of the ceremony, and then we will conclude with O Canada, which he will also lead. He's a professor in the faculty faculty of music. So I think you can hear coming. Oh, one more announcement to make, and that is, in a panic yesterday, in a mild panic, it was decided to move the alumni tent situation, namely the refreshments, the frames, etc., from the tent that you will see as you exit out up to and in the Leacock building. So those of you who don't know, ask any one of your graduates, because they will all know where the Leacock building is, obviously. And the refreshments will take place at that particular spot. And you are welcome to go there as long as you wish this afternoon. The ceremony, as I mentioned, will take probably about 2 hours. I'll just say 2 hours and 3 minutes, just to see if it works out that way. And you can hear Jeff McCarthy, the university piper. And I would ask, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please rise for the platform party coming in on your right-hand side. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty, and staff to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today in the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the arts, the humanities, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. For the graduating students, I hope you've come to understand what a remarkable opportunity you have had to study at McGill, in the care of an institution committed to providing you with the finest education, measured not just on a local or even national scale, but on the scale of the entire world in which you will now find yourselves. You are not the same as when you arrived. You are older, you know more, you understand more. You've learned how to think, to question, to analyze, to organize your thoughts, to communicate. And perhaps above all, you now realize that your education will never cease, that it will be a constant process for the rest of your lives. Today, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par la présence ici aujourd'hui, les professeurs et les gouverneurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparé selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years, they have taken your very promising minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. They hope that you're now at least partially equipped for what you will soon encounter. This is a graduation day for them as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there's an academic procession, why you are gowned, why you will be capped if this is your first degree, why, in fact, you will be awarded a degree, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting today, I can assure you that they have never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada, dont la diversité culturelle est d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprimera donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement et par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, en notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. You leave McGill with the advantage of one of the finest educations available on the face of this planet. You enjoy a huge advantage. It's an advantage that deserves to be applied for the good of the world community of which you are part, not just for personal advancement or benefit. You leave here with an obligation to do your best in all circumstances, to apply your talents and skills with a sense of adventure, and there will be plenty of adventure, but also with the responsibility that comes with the privilege of leadership. Remember the words of Dr. Norman Bethune. Every leader starts out by first leading himself. You can make a difference. Make it a good difference. On this occasion, in addition to the degrees that will be conferred upon you, we will confer an honorary doctorate on a very special individual, Richard Sorabji, who will be introduced to you more formally in a few moments. We will also honor superb teaching in the faculty by Professor Kathleen Fallon, who has been selected for the Noel Fieldhouse Award. Kathleen is unable to attend today's ceremony, however, but we did want to make sure that she was recognized for her teaching ability. And now, before proceeding further, it's my pleasure to invite our Principal and Vice-Chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor, Chair, Provost, Dean, distinguished honoree Professor Richard Sorabji, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, as Principal and Vice-Chancellor of McGill University, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here to the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns in this very special occasion. On this very special occasion of this particular convocation season, I'd like to take a few moments to speak about our Chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and he has simply never left us. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund to coaching our young McGill athletes. He's been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as chair of our Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while at the same time serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month. And I want to take this opportunity, Chancellor, on behalf of the entire McGill community, to express our most sincere thanks to you for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and your families and friends, a chance to share in your happiness. For all of you who are graduating here today, I know without question that you have worked very hard. But as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even more difficult to be the family member of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, as we celebrate your achievements today, I ask you to also join with me now in expressing our appreciation to your family members and closest friends who supported you during your time at McGill. Many of you may be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens d'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. The world you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges we now all face worldwide. We are called upon to realize quickly a much more sustainable relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society, and at the same time redesigning the way we interact with financial and social systems to lessen the growing gaps between those who have and those who do not. These are challenges indeed, but I'm confident that you, graduating class, are well up to them and will succeed. As we face the complexity of our world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens people just like you. As Developing Leaders Class of 2009, you are building strong technological and scientific literacy, multilingual fluency, and an understanding of many of the great cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating your open mind, and perhaps most importantly, growing your appetite for complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. At McGill, we know you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge and learned from the very best and brightest students and faculty. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and freedom of speech. And along with our wonderful freedoms and our great good fortune comes a special responsibility to recognize that the privileges that we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous civil society position us to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others much more than they will affect us. As we celebrate you, the class of 2009, we also celebrate the Faculty of Arts. The Faculty of Arts is absolutely at the heart of the mission of McGill University, and this faculty began in 1843 with just two professors. Over the last 3 years, the faculty's under the superb leadership of the Dean of the Faculty, Dean Christopher Manfredi, and his colleagues, the faculty has been animated into our largest faculty with an outstanding liberal arts teaching, research, and scholarship series of programs linked to societal impact as a hallmark of the arts at McGill. Two new research institutes have been established in the Faculty of Arts during the academic year that is coming to a close: the Institute for the Public Life of Arts and Ideas, and the Institute for the Study of International Development. In addition to providing a point of convergence for researchers and scholars from a number of different disciplines, these institutes will support interdisciplinary programs for our graduate and undergraduate students. Class of 2009 from the Faculty of Arts, we are very proud that you are now joining the more than 200,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's living alumni, a roster that includes our chancellor, our chair, and in a few moments, Professor Richard Sarabji. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please undertake to represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But today is a day of celebration. Savor every moment of it. Enjoy this day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty, to present Richard Sarabji, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, today I have the privilege of introducing to you one of the foremost historians of ancient Greek and Roman philosophy. Charterhouse and Oxford-educated, Richard Sarabji first taught at Cornell University before returning to England in 1970 to join the faculty at King's College London, where, in 1991, he founded the King's College Center for Philosophical Studies to promote the study of philosophy to the wider public. Through his own work, Professor Sarabji is largely responsible for opening up to scholarly inquiry the age of the late antique Greek commentators, which for years have been passed over in most narratives of Western philosophy. As founder and director of the International Ancient Commentators on Aristotle Project, he has overseen the publication of over 60 volumes of translation of philosophical texts. Following his first books on Aristotle in the 1980s, Professor Sarabji published a trilogy of books on the ancient philosophy of physics. More works on Aristotle followed. His most recent book is titled The Self, Insights from Different Times and Places. Named to the British Academy in 1989 and appointed a foreign honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in 1997, in 1999, Richard Sarabji was included on the Queen's Honours List as Commander of the British Empire for his distinguished contributions to ancient philosophy. In the context of a career producing scholarship of the highest caliber, the following story will reveal to you why those who know him well describe Richard Sarabji as a most generous and humble man. For many years, Professor Sarabji ran a number of philosophy lecture series in London, attended primarily by scholars and students, but open to the public. As is inevitable in such situations, they tend to attract some individuals who are, to put it mildly, somewhat difficult, and so potentially disruptive to the proceedings. There was a particularly elderly gentleman reported to have once been a student of Bertrand Russell, who attended every public talk and would try to ask long-winded and disruptive questions. As moderator of the sessions, Professor Sarabji did a wonderful thing. During the talk, and again during the beginning of the question period, he would nod towards this gentleman as if to say, "Don't worry, you will get your chance." Then, when the allotted time for the session was almost over, he would call upon this august individual, who would make a usually semi-coherent comment, after which Professor Sarabji would exclaim with genuineness, "Thank you so much. On that note, we can end. Everything is much clearer now." The gentleman would beam and exit, and the audience would all collectively sigh with relief. This humility Professor Sarabji evinced is characteristic of him in so many ways, and his work breathes with this generosity of spirit, never directly critical, but knowingly nudging things in the right directions. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Richard Sarabji, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
Monsieur le Chancelier, Madame la Principale, Gouverneur Emérita, collègues, parents, finissants, Mesdames et Messieurs. McGill University has done me a very great honor in giving me its distinguished honorary degree and inviting me to address you on this important occasion. In my subject of the history of philosophy, McGill University has been a world leader. On my first visit to McGill in the 90s, Raymond Klebanski was still alive in the philosophy department. He was the leading scholar of the history of Platonism in the world. Since I arrived here from England last night, I've spoken to the leaders of three new institutes in McGill University. One of them, whose premises I attended this morning, has made the most astonishing progress in scanning medieval Islamic manuscripts and in finding completely unknown connections between the philosophy of the Arabs, of Europe, of Iran, India, and the Ottoman world. These are all very major contributions to the world study of my subject. Today, the graduate students who are graduating will rightly feel full of pride, and so will their parents, who have helped them to get through these years of study at McGill. This is an occasion for celebration. But I want to talk also about the future, because although all those who are graduating have had a good past here and come to a most important stage, a stage of success today, they are now also looking towards the future and to the next 40 years and more. And a lot of them, a lot of you, will be asking the question, what do you want to do? What will you want to have done in 40 years' time? That's a question for each individual to answer. It's an individual question, and it's also a philosophical question. It's a question that philosophers studied a great deal in the ancient Western world. It was especially studied by the ancient Greek and Roman Stoics. They gave advice on how to look forward when you're at this stage of life. Some of you, some of the finissants, will already have chosen their careers. Some of you will be wondering what career to choose. Well, the Stoics in the ancient world had advice. They said, in all your decisions in life, you've got to consider two kinds of role that you play. The first role is common to all human beings. You're all rational beings. And that means that in any decision you make, you mustn't be stupid. And, they added, you mustn't be immoral. Rather optimistically, they thought that rationality involved not being immoral as well as not being stupid. Now, that was only part of what you've got to consider when you're making decisions in life. And here they added something extremely important, something which was overlooked by the great philosopher Kant, who's been much more influential, perhaps, on the last 150 years of philosophy. Kant stopped at that point. Kant said to us, in making decisions, we must consider what a rational being would do. But Kant has been criticized for not giving clear enough advice, and the advice of the Stoics was clearer because they added something more. They said, you're not just a rational being. You have individual characteristics. You have an individual persona, as they put it. And you've got to consider who you are and who you want to be as an individual. They gave an example. And one of their examples was choosing a career. When you're choosing a career, first of all, you've got to consider what a rational being would choose. A rational being, they would say, would not choose the career of being a burglar. That would be probably stupid and certainly immoral. But that doesn't get you very far. I don't expect many people in this room at the moment were contemplating the career of a burglar. You need to know something else, and this is exactly what the Stoics told you about. Here's an example that they gave. Sometimes, thinking about their future career, people at your stage think, well, I ought to please my parents. My mother or my father was a distinguished lawyer or doctor or farmer. And perhaps it would be good if I followed in my parents' shoes. That's a very good thought, and it may be a right thought. It certainly conforms to the first idea, the first question they asked. What would a rational being do, a moral being do? It is good to honor your parents. But you've also got to consider your own individuality. Would you be good as a farmer? Would you be good as a lawyer? Do you have that kind of talent? Or would you really be letting your parents down if you took up a career which didn't conform to your personal talents. That's one kind of consideration. That's an individual consideration. And in making decisions in life, you've got to consider not just what a rational being would do, but a rational being with your particular individuality. Now, the Stoics also said that there's not one rule that's right for all. Obviously, not everybody is going to choose the same career. You've got to consider, they said, whether you are an Odysseus or an Ajax. Now, who were these two people? Well, these two people were warriors in the Greek story of the Greek war against Troy. Odysseus was extraordinarily ingenious. He enabled, by a trick, the Greeks to defeat the Trojans. Some of you will know the story of his Trojan horse, which had men hidden inside. And he spent 10 years trying to get home through many frustrations and many humiliations. But he was determined to achieve his objective and get home to his family, his wife, and his home in the island of Ithaca. So he put up with all these humiliations, and he achieved his objective after 10 years. Some of you will be Odysseuses. Perhaps some of you will be Ajaxes instead. Another warrior, more powerful in a military way than his colleague Odysseus. But he had a bout of madness, and during his madness, he killed a lot of cattle, believing they were Trojans. When he came to and realized what he'd done, he was so ashamed that he killed himself. Rather than submit himself to humiliation, he killed himself. Now, say the Stoics, there wasn't one right view. Odysseus put up with the humiliations and achieved his objective. Ajax refused any humiliation and didn't live to see the victory in the Trojan War. Each decision was right for that person. There isn't one right answer, and you've got to consider not only what's right for a moral and rational human being, but also what's right given your particular individuality. We're not here talking about decisions being free for all. That's something that has been discussed by one of the most distinguished philosophers of McGill University, one of the most distinguished philosophers in the world at this moment, Charles Taylor. He wrote a book called The Malaise of Modernity, the idea that each person should follow his or her own personal fulfillment. Charles Taylor called that a malaise. It's not what the Stoics were talking about. The decisions that they were recommending do involve considering your personal position, but not just your personal tastes, perhaps not your personal tastes at all. It's not a question of taste. It is that certain constraints have been put upon you. I've already said that because you are a rational being, you're not going to choose the career of a burglar. But your individual character, your position at birth, what's befallen you by chance in your past life, and the choices you've made, all impose on you particular duties which may not be common to other people. This is not Charles Taylor's malaise of modernity. This is the idea of making decisions through life that recall that you're a rational being, but remember that you are an individual rational being with a peculiar individual position of your own. A few of you here may have decided to take up an academic career. In the ancient world, there was a great deal of talk about the importance of philosophy as an academic career. There was a badge in the ancient world of being a philosopher, at least among the Greeks, and that was to wear a beard. A beard was the badge of philosophy. And one of the Stoics said that for a philosopher, it's better to have his head cut off than his beard. In those days, one's profession as a philosopher was taken very seriously. And your choice of career affects innumerable other choices. The Stoics pointed out that it even affects what kind of exercise you take. They recommended that if you've chosen the career of philosopher, then although you should take exercise, you should choose a form of exercise that doesn't interrupt the philosophy too much. They allowed, at the maximum, weightlifting, running, and jumping. But to my enormous pleasure, they also allowed walking. I felt very pleased about that because my doctor had said to me, I'd got to take more exercise. And I went through this whole thought process of what's the right sort of exercise for a philosopher to take. And I suddenly found that the Stoics had discussed this question 2,000 years before me. So I was very pleased to find that they thought walking was suitable. But actually they went further than my imagination, and here I must apologize to the Chancellor. Because the very best exercise for a philosopher, according to the ancient Stoics, was being carried in a litter. The reason why that was so good is that, as I know from my acquaintance with Indian history, when you are carried in a litter, every bone and muscle in your body is shaken about, and you have to brace it. You have to brace every muscle so that you are totally exercised. But the great advantage, according to the Stoics, was that you don't have to interrupt philosophy because you can continue dictating your philosophy or discussing it while you are carried. I apologize once again to the Chancellor for the Stoic example. Now, philosophy of antiquity can be echoed in modern times. Mahatma Gandhi, in the 20th century, thoroughly agreed with the Stoics that there is such a thing as an individual decision and an individual duty, which wouldn't be a duty for everybody, not necessarily even in the same circumstances. But they both said, both the Stoics and Mahatma Gandhi, that it's important to carry out your role, your individual role. It's no good if the commander-in-chief tries to take the role of the prime minister, or if the prime minister tries to take the role of the commander-in-chief. They weren't trying to dampen down ambition. This was neither for nor against ambition. As a matter of fact, some of the Stoics made an emperor back down, and Gandhi made an empire back down. They're not against ambition in saying you should always consider what your role should be. Now, to finish, I'm not talking so much about ambition and about what you will have achieved in 40 years' time, although I think many of you will have achieved a very great deal after what you have already achieved and after the start you've had. But I'm talking more, and the Stoics were talking more, about who you are and who you want to be. That's what you should be considering in all the big decisions in life. Who you are and who you want to be. There's a scandal going on in England at the moment with the expenses of MPs, and a proportion of them, I think only 10%, but a proportion of them have been caught out with very dodgy expense claims. I think a lot of them, though they have achieved a lot, will be wishing they had considered more who they want to be, who they are and who they want to be. I think if you follow the ancient Stoic advice, and in making your decisions in life, consider who you are and who you want to be, then when you look back in 40 years' time, you will be very happy with what you will by then have achieved. I want to congratulate you on what you have already achieved today. Mes félicitations à tous.
Dr. Sarabjee, I'm sure it's been a great thrill for our students to have had this splendid opportunity to hear from one of the giants in the field of history, and your exposition of the delights and the complexities of choice. I certainly know, have learned from personal experience that One of the questions one must never ask a graduating student is, what are you going to do after graduation? But thank you for such an erudite exposition of the problem of choice and its possible resolution. I must say I was quite taken with your thought that a philosopher should be carried about in a litter and the possible application of that to Chancellor. I'd certainly at least be brought on a litter to convocation, has a certain aura about it. I will bring this forward to the Board of Governors for discussion, and I expect that I will hear very much like your persistent questioner. Thank you very much. The matter is much clearer now. But thank you again for a delightful convocation address. We're now going to proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their McGill University degrees. For the benefit of the audience, I would like to explain some of McGill University's customs and traditions regarding the sequence for each student as his or her name is called. I would also like to remind you, in the words of a wise old baseball sage, you can observe a lot just by watching. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chairman of the Board of Governors, today represented by Governor Emeritus Sally McDougall. Students are wearing graduation robes and distinctive hoods whose colors represent the degrees they have completed. If they are receiving their first degree, individuals will remove their mortarboard hat, and at center stage they will be symbolically capped, usually lightly. This capping signals the ceremonial conferral of the degree they have earned. They do not shake hands with the university official who has capped them. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboards on their heads, and at center stage they are congratulated with a handshake. A parchment is given to each student as he or she leaves the stage with another handshake, this time from the dean. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By the virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill University's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. The Dean of the Faculty of Arts, Professor Christopher Manfredi, will distribute diplomas to all students receiving degrees this afternoon. Congratulations, felicitations to those of McGill University's class of 2009 receiving degrees today. Thank you. Merci.
Chancellor, for the degrees in the Faculty of Arts, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Gala Sophie Ananya. Battley? Gwen Battley, with great distinction. Cleo Bell, First Class Honors. Samantha Ashley Berger, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Amelia May Richards Bokes, First Class Honors. Catherine Margaret Amon. Paul Herson Gross. Salima Hasmani. Carla Ruth Heath. Eric La Liberté, with distinction. Catherine La Vertu Beauregard. Lauren Suzanne Matheson, great distinction. Sonia Mavare. Ryan Liam O'Connor, with great distinction. Carly Melissa Rose. Julian Schoenfeld. Angela Catherine Sloan. Catherine Fraser Vix, first class honors. Vanessa Ray Ward, first class honors. Constance Emmanuel Wilhelm, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Ananda Kumaraswamy Aisola, with distinction. John Richard Antonecchia. Marc-Jean Barraguide, first class joint honors in economics and finance, the Fred Victor Stone Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Catherine Caroline Regina Black. Okay. Oana Maria Shabanu, honors in economics. Emma Catherine Costante, great distinction, the Brian Coughlin Memorial Prize in Economics and Dean's Honor List. Lauren Starr Dalbello, with distinction. Taylor William Davison. Carolyn Josephine DeLuca, with distinction. Christopher Peter Doan. Jennifer Aaron Festa Bianchet. Joshua Finkelstein. Shefali Garg, with distinction. Andrew Geller, honors economics. Justin Paul Gouin, great distinction. Eli Grimson, great distinction. Rahil Ghulam Hussein. Jacob Hadwin, honors economics. Mubashar Mohammed Haroon. Elspeth Ann Osberg Hazel, first class honors. Yifei He, distinction. Jill Patrick Hickey, with distinction. Ron Jonathan Jacobson, great distinction. Ahmad Saad Jamaluddin. Priyanka Rachel Karuvalil. Kanan Kasuya, with distinction. Mingshun Rachel Kat. Jackson Shaw Kern, with distinction. Murtaza Rafi Khan. Markian Yuri Kuznowitz. Kevin Labitt, great distinction. Fred Ken Lee, great distinction. Denise Tanyi Leung. Jisoo Lim, with distinction. Roxana Daisy Lund, first class honors in economics, the Hubert Marlowe Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Christopher Mark McEwen, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Igor Zelimir Malesovyadovich, great distinction. And I mispronounced that last name, and I'm sorry. Milosavljevic, great distinction. Salvador Ignacio Miranda, great distinction. Max Muro, Joint Honors Economics and Finance. Raluca Popovich, with distinction. Julia M. Potter, the Allen Oliver Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Economics and Dean's Honor List. Brendan Azim Rahman, great distinction. Tristan Joseph Ratchford. Catherine Grace Reisman. Juan Sebastian Robledo, First Class Joint Honors Economics and Finance and Dean's Honor List. David Andrew Rodek, great distinction. Roxana Salehi, with distinction. Shah Amir Haider Shafi. Peter Alexander Shakotko. Benjamin Daniel Shiroki. Ronan Avraham Schnidman, great distinction. Noman Sikandar. Sebastian Leandro Telluri, with distinction. Asit Tushar Thakkar. Natalie Wong, Honors Economics. Lei Shu, Joint Honors Economics and Finance. Sami Akram Yassin, Distinction. for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations. Jesse Chambers, distinction. Jade Kimberly Collin. Christelle De Michele. Yasmin Delbuey Molavi. Kathleen Marie Duffy, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Sylvia Essebag, great distinction. Erica Giovanna Girardi. Simone Alexandra Havlicek. Amanda Kozlowski. Jacqueline Levine, with distinction. Catherine Michelle Lee. Sui Mao. Mehek Mehta, with distinction. Michael Lawrence O'Brien. Stephanie Elizabeth Sangster, distinction. Nicholas Alexander Shadid. Chantal Ashley Scraba. Dara Michelle Sutton. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Taylor Ann Aiken, distinction. Thomas Henry Andrews. Stephen Antolin. Genevieve Odette Bélanger. Stephanie Patricia Bowdoin. Juniper Belshaw, first class honors. Emily Christine Black, great distinction. Kyle Wicks Bonham. Marie-Ève Boucher, great distinction. Anthony Augusto Buccitelli, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Graham Lane Burroughs, honors. Andréanne Caron. Joan Katrina Christensen, first class honors. David Henry Claflin, first class honors. Sarah Nicole Klein, first class joint honors with history. Christopher Quentin Collette, honors. Maria Catherine Constantine, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Beatrice Cooper, first class honors, the Peltier Prize and Dean's Honor List. Cassie Lee Carruthers. Ashley Corinne Courtney. Elizabeth Johanna Couture. Laurence Deschamps-Léger, first class honors. Riva Lisette Eskenazi, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Aurore Linda Forêt, first class honors. Natalie Siwa Fong, distinction. Marie Germa. Anna Esther Gorin. Annie Leah Green, first class honors. Caitlin Elizabeth Herrick, first class honors. Sandra Corinne Hirani, with distinction. Faye Francis Hughes, first class honors. Nisha Hussein, honors. Emma Jackmart Simonon. Yuri Kato, first class honors. Sarah Alexandra Kaufman, distinction. Jean-Louis Pierre David Keane, joint honors with economics. Severine Carolyn Kuhn, first class joint honors with political science and Dean's Honor List. Zebulon Samuel Kreider. Julianne Elisabeth Laforce. Nicoletta Lakatos, Honors International Development Studies. Simon Peter Solway Lambeck, Joint Honors with Political Science. Roberta Kathleen Lank. Haley Wilton LaPalme, Joint Honors with Political Science. Jenna Leclerc. Gabriella Pupin Lindsay, First Class Honors. Marianne Lithwick, First Class Honors. Michelle Rose McInnes Ray. Melissa Pui Shan Mann, with distinction. Jessica Masters, distinction. Whitney Jean McQuaid, first class honors. Louis Melançon. Dustin Lawrence Miller, honors. Danielle Miller Monaco, joint honors with political science. Ode Marie Mariani. Jamie Alexandra Morse, distinction. Stephanie A. Mutili. Christopher Monroe. Susan Amelia O'Connor. Farrell Oxley. Audrey Patinaud. Mariana Perez Levesque, first class honors. Matthew Vincent Poggi, great distinction. Nadia Popovich, first class honors. Sherzad Reis. Shannon Rose Raison, first class honors. Jesse High Ratner Deckel. Candace Marie Rogovin, joint honors with political science. Lauren Andrea Rudko. Lucas Alexander Rumi, honors. Abhimanyu Sethi, first class honors. Rebecca Faith Shadwick, first class honors, joint honors with political science. Marie-Françoise Ilunga Sitnam. Jacqueline Virginia Ann Sopik, honors. Shamron Tamara Spence. Laura Mary Stewart. Jessica Marie Frances Tellerico. Jamie Lynn Thomas Pavanel, distinction. Sarah Larkin Todd, first class honors. Laura Elizabeth Turley, first class honors. Kathleen Elizabeth Turner. Yella Van Waya. Natasha Chantal Vios Greslet, honors International Development Studies. Lauren Bevan Walsh Roussel, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Margot Evelyn Warren. Anne Eileen Whitehead. Bronwyn Labette Wilson. Hillary Jade Wolfley, honors. Malik Yalawi, distinction. And Roxanne Andrea Zalucki, honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Danielle Adhead, great distinction. Ashley May Almeida. Danielle Amin, honors. Jean Arlet, distinction. Karine Miriam Azoulay, great distinction. Aditya Badami, honors.
Okay. Philip Nicholas Baird. Sean Warren Bernstein, great distinction. Karen Boaz. Amelia Bernice Bogart. Mitchell Alexander Bowes, great distinction. Neely Elisheva Buskila, first class honors, history and political science. Michael Surrender Brar, great distinction. Katie Marie Buckley. Tamara Ashley Margaret Burnett, first class honors. Noah Thomas Bushcart. Itana Kesia Kane, honors. David Richard Cairns. Stefania Adele Carlino. Brittany Jacqueline Carson, honors. Sean Cavalieri, great distinction. Daniel Walker Chambles. Stephanie Shulierius. Christopher Chi-Y Chu. Alexander Kyle Churchill. Giantomaso Colinari, distinction. Claire Marie and Therese Colantuoni, joint honors with economic and political science. Peter Shields Coleman, great distinction. Michael Philip Court. Julian Symbolista Clapp, first class honors. Lucille Camille Danglas, great distinction. Misha Patrick Das. Bronwyn Ann DeSena, great distinction. Chloe Ann Delahunt Devlin, first class honors. Adrian Devlin. Evan Stewart Dexter. Amelie Kun Chao Din, great distinction. Kathleen Ranka Carson Doherty, first class joint honors with history and the Maurice Goldenberg Memorial Scholarship. Brittany Jenna Drysdale, distinction. Nicholas Dumouchel, honors political science. Melissa Dussel. Shireen Eldali. Erin Erin, first class honors. Daniel Patrick Farrelly. Stéphane Février. Adam Edward Freems. Jillian Friedman, honors. Mark Michael Gerbers. Vanessa Nicolina Gianfrancesco. Oliver Robert Gingell. Jillian Rachel Gondosh. Samuel Gregory Gross. Emilie Gosselin, Joint Honors with History. Christy Lee Gouveia, Honors. Adam Guha. Kyle Baird Haddo. Alexander Benjamin Halpern, Distinction. Annie Christine Hantfield. Catherine Ann Harbin, Distinction. Oscar Peter Friskin Heller. James Dashiell Henley. Daniel Mayer Hochbaum, Great Distinction Dean's Honor List. Daniel Marie Hodgson, Distinction. Philip Gustav Holdsworth. Megan Alyssa Holland, Honors. Samantha Lynn Hausen. Paul André Hunt, Great Distinction. Julia Vivian Ivanevsky, Honors. Nicholas John Soren Jensen, Distinction. Philip Juenu. Elizabeth Kaplan, Joint Honors with History. Anthony George Kalamas. Daniel Kent, Distinction. Tae-young Kim, Distinction. Noah David Kirschenbaum, Distinction. Nicholas Knowles. David Gordon Kosh. Emily Patterson Cuckoo. Sarah Korhani. Davy Dagmar Kropp. Lauren Kupferschmidt Moy. Catherine Elizabeth Lamont. Marie Lancino, Great Distinction. Natasha Lapos, Joint Honors with History. Pascal Laverdure Archambault, with Distinction. Irene Rachel Wax, First Class Joint Honors with Political Science and Dean's Honor List. Audrey Leduc. Christina Lemire McCraw. T.
Tamar Levy, first class joint honors with history, Dean's honor list. Daniel Hyatt Lieberman, distinction. Sashi Lovett. Jessica M. Lescombe. Allison Elizabeth McIsaac, distinction. Jennifer Maisonneuve. Vanessa Major. Timothy Carson Mack, first class joint honors with geography, Dean's honor list. Thank you. Marek? Kayla Marek. Kevin Markle. Bianca Martella. Jessica E. Mathewson, honors. Allison McNeely. James Robert McNeil, honors. Brittany Messick. Dasimi Moodley. Elizabeth Beatrice Moorhouse Stein. Lauren Moslow, distinction. Sarah Mostafa Kamel. Elizabeth Nanouris. Monica Janak Narula. Andrew Scott Nellis, honors. Carrie Elizabeth Nelson. James Harvey O'Born, first class honors. Melissa Judy Oberman. Batel O'Han. Ronnie Isaac Ollo, the Alan Oliver Gold Medal, first class honors and Dean's honor list. Mary Frances Apolko, first class joint honors with history and Dean's honor list. Edward Ortiz, honors. Alexander Michael Ostroff, first class joint honors with history. Melissa Kim Hui Pang, honors. Graham Douglas Edward Parkinson, great distinction. Rafael Therese Peinado, joint honors with Hispanic Studies. Simone Genevieve Pereira, honors. Anna Michelle Peterson. Sarah Penelope Pennington, honors. Pollock. Corey Rebecca Pollock, distinction. Mandy Manyan Poon, joint honors with East Asian Studies. David Richard Power. Agata Rakowski. Benjamin James Rankin, joint honors with political science. Catherine Renaud, distinction. Lindsay Marie Renaud, first class honors. Elizabeth Devlin Rogers. Zachary Rose. Okay, Erin Rebecca Rosenzweig, great distinction. Hannah Roski, distinction. Edward Allen Rosie. Sana Saeed. Emily Carolina Mary Scott, joint honors with Middle East Studies. Danielle M. Sharp, great distinction and the German Embassy Prize. Zachary Harrison Schuster, distinction. Addison Pierce Yemko. Abigail Skeen, first class honors. Graham Smith, first class joint honors with International Development Studies. Omar Sobi. Anna Ankerson Sonicson with distinction. Thank you. Benjamin Alexander Sutton. Alexandra Mary Louise Swan, great distinction. Elizabeth Kate Swanson. Hannah Claire Tikal. Maria Regina Ching Tolentino, joint honors with International Development Studies. Guilherme Twasek. Van Order. Jessica Ashley Van Order. Ekaterina Vyatkina. Leon Adrian Walker. Jennifer Claire Wallace, first class honors. Chen Wang. Rachel Laura Weisblatt, joint honors with International Development Studies. Ursula Weiss. Stephen Paul Frederick Winstanley, distinction. Alexandra Catherine Wolf. Jordana Candace Wright, distinction. Felicity T. Tian Yo, the Allen Oliver Fellowship, First Class Honors, the Moyes Traveling Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. John Joseph Zed, great distinction. Clancy Zeifman, joint honors with International Development Studies. Alfred Zellhoff, great distinction. Dina Zeplowitz, joint honors with English. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Shazia Abdi. First class honors and Dean's Honor List. Go ahead. Daniel Abrams, first class honors. Ahmad. Yasmin Isabel Ahmad, distinction. Christina Ellen Antonecchia, distinction. Kiddis Wirtner Acefa. Marie-Pierre Bélanger. Julia Emily Bellissimo. Megan Samantha Blake, the Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Kyle David Bosshart, First Class Honors. Stephanie Julia Boucher. André Justin Bourgoin Horn. Vanessa Boyce, distinction. Jody Ann Bradner. Amanda Michelle Carmichael. Julia Chabrashevska, with distinction. Jenny Ping Chen. Heman Ada Cheng. Shinwu Celine Chui, with distinction. Derek Kling. Danielle Erin Cooper. Megan Elizabeth Cooper, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Corey Cooperman, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Cassandra Jessie Krangle, First Class Honors. Sophia Alexandra Tchaikovska, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Asta Dallacorti. Laura Dalpiaz Steck. Kellyanne Daly, great distinction. Adrian Elizabeth DeBacker. Elizabeth Eaton. Erica Joan Fitzpatrick, distinction. Jacqueline Friedlander. Christina Amy Fuller, distinction. Melanie Gabbana, great distinction. Jennifer Ganeshanathan, distinction. Carly Gipps, distinction. Arielle Goldberger, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Rachel Faye Goldenberg, great distinction. Alana Leslie Goodman, great distinction. Tanya Gradito. Anna Melissa Gray.
Jason Matthew Harley, distinction. Sarah Hausman, great distinction. Maya Hensley Lapham. Thank you. Franklin Kintai Ho, great distinction. Jacqueline Leslie Hodgson. Jennifer Hodgson, distinction. Samantha Hobson. Kyle Adam Hubbard, great distinction. Sonia Marie Isidoro Marzano. Christopher Wayne Johnson. Jackie Latoya Savia Jones. Catherine Claire Camel with distinction. Vanessa Irene Kuipert. Shazia Akhtar Khan. Pierre Coury, first class honor. Allison Cuenca, first class honor.
Just got to take a small pause.
Jamie? Jamie Lauren Kravitz. Andrea Kuntz. Jennifer Lalonde with distinction. Quincy Alexandra Lashley. Melissa Larson, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Olivia Le Bourdet.
I know your dad, congratulations. You're very welcome.
Heather Lynn. Leah Hart Litwin, distinction. Kimberly Ribeiro Lopez. David Mayet, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Dana Elena Manolash. Angelica Tatiana Marconi, great distinction, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Tanya Francisca Marks, distinction. Alora Lynn Martin Downey. Kelly Marvin with distinction. Kelly Mikopoulos. Daniel James Mingrone, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. Rihanna Kristen Moby, great distinction. Anik Safran Momsen Smith. Jessica Ann Moore, first class honors. Sumin Na, first class honors. Nazim Stephen Andrew Nagy, with distinction. Mara Audrey Rosa Nalawajek, with distinction. Sabrina Fernanda Nash. Ashley Robin Nemes. Ellen Laura Nesset, great distinction. Elizabeth New, great distinction. Tuong Lam Nguyen Hu, great distinction. Sarah Nolan Pupart, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Carly Jill Noodleman, distinction. Sandra Dean Olarke Hayes, first class honors. James Edward Olchowski. Alicia Anastasia Olioff. Adam Jess Overton. Vanessa Pantano. Andrea Eva Maria Anna Palucci. Maria Papadatos. No Jocelyn? Okay. Joanna Jocelyn Paquin. Lauren Perez. Andrea Selena Perna. Vanessa Petriziello. Elsa Pollock. Rebecca Ratchcott. Amanda Patricia Rennie, with distinction. Sarah Rabidas Afshari. Ariel Deborah Rosen Brown, with distinction. Mary Claire Saunders, great distinction. Patrick Scheffler, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Rochelle Selvin. Selena Hove Shirazipur. Natida Seria Paipan, first class honors, joint Dean's honor list. Sarah Somian, great distinction. Spencer Spruill. Kira Eben Stiles. Jihong Sun, first class honors. Melissa Trivisano, with great distinction and strong support. Beatrice Miao Yi Tsai, first class honors, the Japanese Canadian Cultural Center of Montreal Prize and Dean's Honor List. Kristen Tucker, distinction. Judith Chinenye Ukabam. Brigitte Rosa Suzanne Van Kalalert, first class honors in psychology, Dean's honor list. Isabelle Baudouville, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Sarah Elizabeth Walter, great distinction. Changming Kevin Wang. Miles Hart Warner. Carrie Weinstein, first class honors and Dean's honor list. Jonathan Welchner, great distinction. Samantha Ashley Wells, great distinction. Hope Louise Whalen, great distinction. Samuel Young. Maria Zakia, first class honors and Dean's honor list. Atanasia Nancy Zafiris. Tal Zellinger, with distinction. Lawrence Jacobs Vide, great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Sarah Maud Adams. Devin Clark Alfado. Sharon Kaur Bal. Corinne Rachel Baruch. Christy Ann Bates. Purnima Devi Bhajan, with distinction. Caitlin Burridge. Ka Ke Chan. Laura Natalie Damcourt, first class honors. Samuel Faustman, distinction. Faith Megan Shaw Feldman, distinction. Catherine Colleen Heenan. Jesse Lynn Henderson. Carla Hazel Lamb, great distinction. Shalan Dawn Marcus, distinction. Adele Laurel Meyer, great distinction. Jeffrey Philip Michaelberg, great distinction. Astrid Morin, distinction. Lara Maroon Najem. Stephanie Ann Newlands. Jalen David Sangara. Julia Rebecca Stein. Elise Lauren Velagic, great distinction.
Eric Daigle Weiss, the David N. Solomon Memorial Prize, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Jenna Kamiko Yasui. Anna Victoria Zaraszewska.
Very good. That's a very good rehearsal. We'll have the real congratulations in a few moments. I now invite Timothy Mack to deliver the valediction.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates, our last examination booklets have been filled out, our last scantron scanned, and every essay has been finished with a flourish. Donc, nous nous trouvons ici, entourés de nos camarades de classe et nos familles, pour recevoir les félicitations que nous méritons. These times are strikingly sweet, where we can take pride in having worked hard at work worth doing. This is an occasion where we can reminisce about the things that brought us together at McGill, to sharpen memories, to keep fond times close until we return someday by foot or bus or train or just by plain nostalgia. One of the enduring bonds that tie our class together will be the common experiences we've enjoyed in the spaces of our campus. We've all been there, having to walk to Tim Hortons in the middle of the night because the arts computer lab didn't have washrooms. Nous réveillons avec nos têtes sur nos tables à Redpath. Lunches at Shatner. There's ignoring the pesky pamphleteers at the Milton Gates. And of course, who would forget glaring at the anti-Semite with the sign on Sherbrooke. And in these places, we have shared successes. We got those late-night essays done and passed our exams on little or no sleep at all, and, well, that anti-Semite has disappeared. Presumably because of our collective stink eyes and Facebook group activism. Our spaces and our successes in them have created a community here at McGill. And as a community, we share common challenges. Nous sentons la tension qui monte quand on fait les efforts pour trouver les emplois, to make decisions about our futures, et définir nos avenirs dans une réalité qui n'est pas certaine. We face obstacles that seem to tower above us, political apathy and indifference, as well as economic instability and insecurity. The road ahead seems dangerous, dark, and deep, and we've all got promises to keep to ourselves, to our families, to our friends. We do have some opposition, though, and our opposition involves some who are skeptical about our ability to navigate the course to come. So-called experts bemoan our generation's laziness. Books like The Dumbest Generation or Don't Trust Anyone Under the Age of 30 assail our integrity, they assail our work ethic, and our intelligence. So let's just take a few moments here to talk about our generation. Pour parler à propos de la classe de l'année 2009. We gathered here 3 or 4 years ago for orientation with the highest entrance average in the country. And despite a worrying trend of caffeine addiction, we've made it out alive. And with plenty of stories to tell the next generation about. Of course, we did have to walk to school in the howling snow, no less. And depending on the direction of the snowdrift, probably uphill both ways. We've been through the fire, we've been to the limit, we've been to the wall, and each time we have proved ourselves innovative, dynamic, and eager to act. This afternoon, our alma mater has reflected upon us, and upon reflection, has deemed us worthy of her name. Today, we strolled across the stage, and in so doing, we invited our skeptics to take a walk themselves, a long walk off a short pier. As if the cynicism of our critics were not enough, many of us are concerned about the future. We find that we're emerging from the halls of this university into a troubling economic storm. Certains disent que l'état actuel de notre économie rend cette année un bien mauvais moment pour terminer des études. But here at McGill, I have seen courage and audacity. I've seen perseverance and tenacity, intelligence and responsibility. If there is any class in any school in any province that can weather this economic storm, it is our class at our school at McGill University. We've got miles to go before we achieve our ultimate goals. But we're familiar with long journeys now. I know that by our sheer will, our class at McGill will confront and overcome the demons of our days. I'm confident that we can, and I'm assured. I'm assured that we will. Thank you.
Would the graduating class please stand? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree that has been conferred upon you today by this university, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities pertinent thereto. Congratulations. If you have problems with your student loans, just wait and see what happens if you don't return the cap. If the rest of the audience will rise, the Secretary General of the University, Joanne Pelche, will pronounce the benediction.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom, and may you be blessed all of your days.